This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. 50 years ago this week, scientists announced they had developed a vaccine against polio. The World Health Organization aims to eradicate polio around the world. One country in West Africa is a study in how mass immunization campaigns can falter. In our second story, marking the polio vaccine anniversary, NPR's Brenda Wilson travels to Kano, Nigeria. Polio vaccinations were suspended 2 years ago there after Islamic leaders became suspicious. Polio cases increased dramatically, as did other childhood diseases. Although the polio immunization campaign has resumed, Kano health professionals have their reservations.
Poliomyelitis has all but disappeared from Western countries, where the fear of its return influences support for eradicating it in the developing world. In places like the northern Nigerian city of Kano, where pediatrician Benta Jibril Wudil often doesn't see polio patients until it's too late to prevent the worst of the disability.
Unfortunately, most of the time they don't even come until after the full paralysis have set in and they become severely disabled.
Jibril Wudil has worked at Kano's Murtala Mohammed Hospital and watched over the last 2 years as rumors that polio vaccines cause infertility and HIV turned people against immunization in general.
I think that is one of the most terrible things that could ever happen to any community.
Muslim leaders in Nigeria's northern region expressed suspicions of Western organizations who were conducting the polio immunizations, a far-reaching consequence of September the 11th and the war on Iraq.
When these rumors started, even the routine immunizations that babies usually receive, the parents stopped bringing them for these routine immunizations.
In Kano, WHO's massive immunization campaign against polio came to a halt, opening the way for the return of the disease to West Africa. So far, 789 children in Nigeria have been struck by the disease, and scores of children beyond its borders. Jibril Wudil puts up with questions as if they are the easiest way to get rid of intruders. She's a very busy woman.
Most of our children are not immunized, and as a result, this year we saw a heavy epidemic of measles, whooping cough, and now we are seeing a lot of cases of poliomyelitis as well.
As Jibril Wudil makes her rounds on the hospital's pediatric ward, she consults with a resident and a group of nurses by the bed of a 21-month-old who has been crying all night. The child flails about. After 10 days of antibiotics, there's no fever, no stiff neck or vomiting, but there are complications from meningitis. Meningitis is one of the most feared diseases in Africa. In the developing world, it can be as debilitating as polio. It can lead to paralysis, brain damage, and unless treatment is given early, as many as a third of the patients die. In this case, the medicine from the hospital dispensary isn't working. Jibril Wudil wants to try something else. She explains to the mother that that medicine will cost. The mother looks down and covers her face with her hands. She doesn't have the money. Diseases like malaria, measles, and meningitis kill millions of children in Africa. In Nigeria, 11% of them die before their fifth birthday. Last year, WHO began a new attempt to wipe out the world's remaining pockets of polio. In Kano, as an incentive to get children back for immunization, shots for meningitis and measles are also being offered. Jibril Wudil is counting on parents remembering a recent meningitis epidemic when thousands of children were stricken.
Actually, since 1996, because the people actually witnessed what happened that time. They saw the number of people that suffered and those that have died. So each time during the hot season, people are scared. So when they have been told that we are going to start immunization against meningitis, they usually come out.
Trying to focus on a disease like polio in a region where it's not the biggest threat is one reason the earlier campaign succumbed to fear and opposition. In addition to the rumors, people were wondering why the WHO was offering a few drops of polio when their children were dying of measles and meningitis. Dr. Dayebu Mohammed is Kano's director of primary health care. He has little to say, critical or otherwise, about international organizations. What he does say is that immunization can work if it is presented in the right way. He sounds almost nostalgic when he talks about a past program that encouraged parents to bring children in for routine immunization by combining it with primary care.
It actually worked quite well because we had a lot of measles, for instance. Then ORT was added, oral radiation therapy, and that in fact did most of the trick because parents can see that their children that used to get severely dehydrated and maybe you go into shock, and all they needed was sugar and salt solution. And after a while, the whole situation collapsed.
Mohammed says up to 80% of the children in that program got their immunizations. That was in the late 1980s and 90s. And then the rates fell. It's a classic situation. An international donor comes in. Let's get routine immunization levels up. They offer basic health care at the same time as an incentive. Rates go up. The program disappears. And eradicating polio becomes the next new thing.
Sadly, there have been change of focus by those who supported it in the first place. I mean, donors, for instance.
Maybe they decided that it was something that Kano government should be doing.
Maybe.
For donors in 1988, ridding the world of polio was hard to beat as a big idea with popular appeal. But critics of the idea say a key element got lost along the way, building up health services at the same time. Now WHO is trying to get back on track. Following the path left by the most recent polio outbreak, vaccinators are going from house to house and village to village, from Nigeria, across West Africa, to Sudan and Ethiopia.
No problem.
Dr. Elias Duri, an Ethiopian, has a foot in both worlds, the developing world and the world of international health organizations. He's coordinating WHO's polio eradication campaign in Nigeria.
To be frank with you, even myself, who has spent about 11 years now on this thing, did not believe in polio eradication. Not in the sense that it's not achievable, but there are a lot of other serious matters that we have to tackle.
Duri says they intend not just to rid the world of a debilitating disease, they are leaving in place a good health system in poor countries to tackle all the other problems.
What do I need in a health system in a country? You need training, infrastructure. You need cold chain, which is to put either your medicine or your vaccine. I take it as really a blessing that in addition to eradicating polio, we train cadres, we train physicians. I mean, the advantage is enormous.
This year, Kano has rejoined the campaign, but there are reports of resistance to immunization even now. The vaccines have to be given 5 times in a year, and Dr. Benta Jibril Wudil says people don't understand why.
A lot of people are asking why are people following them up to their houses from door to be immunized. It makes them a little bit suspicious. So a lot of parents refuse to allow their children to be immunized.
It seems they're still not convinced that a campaign that sweeps through once or twice a year, or even 4 times a year, will provide the care of a health system that delivers the goods every day. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
You'll find a timeline of the fight against polio at npr.org.